USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Failed crypto exchange, FTX's U.S. entity, is not solvent, putting into doubt whether American customers can expect to see their funds return. At a hearing held by the House Committee on Financial Services, new FTX CEO John J. Ray III.
The question really is, are there wallets that we don't know about? Certainly that is the potential, because the way this company was organized, there may be wallets that don't have our names, we don't know where they are, and that's going to be a difficult task ahead of us. But what we can see, what we have visibility to, we're grabbing control over.
A powerful storm has created tornadoes in the southern United States and brought heavy snowfall and other extreme weather across the U.S. and parts of Canada. The storm has injured several people in Texas and damaged buildings. Roughly 9,000 U.S. flights were delayed Monday and Tuesday because of the storms. The weather has also closed down roads in some western states that are expecting up to 2 feet of snow. Sudden death in sports takes on a whole different meaning in Iran.
An Iranian soccer player has been sentenced to death, according to Iran Wire. There have been widespread protests in the country since the September death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini, who died in custody after being detained by morality police on suspicion of breaking the country's strict rules around head coverings. 26-year-old Amir Nasser Azadani was arrested in November for protesting and in relation to the killing of a police colonel. He's been accused of waging war against God and is set to be hanged. I'm Victoria Idoni.
The Pentagon is finalizing plans to send Patriot missile batteries that can shoot down incoming missiles to Ukraine. Russia has ramped up missile strikes on key Ukrainian infrastructure. As a result, the administration is scheduled to announce the deployment as early as this week. USA Radio News.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
The federal government could partially shut down on Saturday if financial arrangements are not made in Washington, D.C. by the end of business Friday.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says lawmakers need more time to negotiate a bill for avoiding a partial government shutdown, calling for a short-term CR bill that would hold over into the new year after Congress reconvenes from the holidays.
An omnibus remains the best and most responsible option to ensure we have all the resources we need to serve the American people at full capacity like they deserve.
I'm Tim Berg.
The open border policy has created an invasion onto the United States and will only get worse in the coming days when Title 42 goes away. Representative Henry Cuellar, the Democrat from Texas on MSNBC, says this is not fair to border Americans.
We will see that the border is open, and it's not fair to the border communities. Who's speaking for the border communities? Who's looking out for the border communities? And I think the administration needs to look at that.
Oregon Governor Kate Brown announced Tuesday that she is commuting the death sentences of all 17 inmates awaiting execution in her state. Brown, a Democrat with less than a month remaining in office, said she was using her executive clemency powers to commute the sentences and that her order will take effect today. A meteor that exploded over Canada last year has been traced to an area far beyond the orbit of Pluto. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.